This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. Even though we're living in the age of broadband and podcasts and satellite radio, a whole bunch of you are listening to me right now by good old-fashioned broadcast.
Nikola Tesla was one of the first inventors to transmit electromagnetic waves, even before Marconi.
That is Jim Stagnito, the director of engineering for WNYC.
All right, we're going to go upstairs.
I went with him to the top of the Empire State Building to check out our radio transmission tower in action.
This is the FM combiner room.
These are combiner filters.
Now, I see it coming out of these transmitters, these what look like stovepipes or something that would be attached to a steel copper tube.
I know. It looks very low-tech. In fact, it looks like water pipe. That's the transmission line. That's what's actually carrying the signal. Go ahead and put your hand in there. Put it inside that cavity.
I'm scared.
You're not going to get shot, but you do feel a little heat.
Yeah.
That's the RF energy.
Now this, I mean, you know, talk about kicking it old school. I just can't believe that radio these days involves, you know.
Electrons are electrons. Okay. This is the way it works.
It just seems like plumbing rather than radio.
Well, that means you've got the radio bug, Kurt.
How did you get the radio bug?
I pretty much knew what I wanted to do from the time I was 6 years old. Being absolutely amazed that somebody is sitting in New York City and I can hear them in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. Amazing. How does that happen? Television, yeah, but there was something about radio. The pictures were better.
WNYC's Director of Engineering, Jim Stagnito, at the transmitter on the 103rd floor of the Empire State Building. You can check out a video of us up there at studio360.org.